possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, and saying all that, and you heard the frustration, I heard you, I hope you heard a little bit with Tua Tagovailoa yesterday as ass-kicking, embarrassment. We'll get to the good news, and the good news is the first game isn't for 3 weeks, but not a lot of good things going on with that practice. Started getting phone calls right after the practice. Frustration, lopsided, ugly, embarrassed, dominated, outclassed. All those things. And then the Lions media said it was the most lopsided joint practice they had ever seen. I expected it on one side once I heard some of the guys that can at least save a practice and make it look good, Waddle and Tyreek, were basically limited as they're being real careful with those two. And you realize, and the breakdown of this whole thing, the drop balls and breakdowns and penalties and all the things that made you look really bad were people yesterday were going, wow, is this just a bad practice? Are the Miami Dolphins going to be that bad? And so I'm sitting down here. Now I'm just getting everything from all my guys up there. And then you probably saw the St. Brown show because the highlights are out. And Jack Jones looked like he was trying to get cut. He got beat every way possible. They took the route tree. The route tree is 1-9 from quick post patterns, out routes, stutter and go, takeoffs, corner, you name it. If that was a game, he would have had somewhere between 15 and 20 catches for 300 yards. And number 23, Jack Jones, would have been chasing him on most of them. So he had a real rough day. I guess it didn't stop him from yapping, though. He kept yapping. I always love that, man. You keep yapping, you're like, what are you yapping about? You're getting your ass kicked. You ought to just play better and stop yapping. And so you know what happens. I can tell you what happens on that because that's been going on forever. The guys that talk a lot, now all the guys on the sideline like to wear you out verbally. They like to wear you out. Stuff like, bitch, you're getting bitch slapped. And I'm just some of the clean stuff I can use. And it gets, you know, the talk out there. And he gets more fired up because that's Jack Jones' personality. And meanwhile, St. Brown just, again, he's one of the best receivers in football. But he put on a clinic, including the separation, if you saw the stutter and go. By the way, that stutter and go on the takeoff's been around forever, and it's amazing because it still works. The old stutter and go, stutter like you're going to stop and run a curl or an out route, and then all of a sudden the defender breaks down with you, and then you say, good night, Loretta, I am off and running, you are nowhere in the picture. So all this stuff. And so last night, watching as much video as I could and talking to guys, and calls are coming in, and I called a couple of guys and stuff. So I realized, which I knew before, the team doesn't have a lot of depth. This team, and here's the problem, because everybody in football is injured right now. I saw the number one story is NFL injuries and how to handle it, and how much you play guys, and everybody's got this theory. And we've been on this for 3 days, right? We've been on this for 3 or 4 days. Actually, it's always a hot topic, how much to play your guys and how much. And somebody told me yesterday, I just bubble wrap everybody. I wouldn't practice against anybody and just have basically almost half walkthroughs. And I go, well, you'll be healthy, but I don't know if that works. I don't know if that works. That's called going 0 to 200 miles an hour by the time you get ready to play your opener. So I don't have an answer. I know guys are bigger and faster. And again, the Dolphins got a little scary yesterday. We got to get rid of that golf cart. That golf cart's got to go. Chop jumped on that golf cart. Listen, you jump on a golf cart, our minds as fans and media members, when we see a guy get on that golf cart, nothing but bad, bad things come to your mind. You can't help but be a part-time doctor when you see a guy and it takes a while and he gets on the golf cart and they take him off. And then we go, what kind of injury? And then we go, oh no, he got on the golf cart. This is a bad one. We always do that. Oh, he's on the golf cart. And by the way, I got to tell you my story because I ran down the middle against the Giants. And I got as clearing friend. This is before Marino in my first couple years. And I ran down the middle, and the safeties were deep, and about 20, 25-yard route going down the middle of the field. And so I was able to turn my body and catch the ball, but I also knew there were two safeties that were coming hard, and they weren't going to get there to break it up, so they were going to hit me as hard as they could. And they did, but the one guy hit me low, and I got the wind knocked out of me. Now, I don't know about you, for anybody's play, but when you get the wind knocked out of you, it's hard to get up right away. Guys claim they can do it. When the wind gets knocked out, I didn't get right up. And so I finally get up. I was excited that I held on to the ball because the last thing I wanted to do is because then I was a drop ball. You know you're going to get hit. Shoes go in this whole thing. If you're going to play in this league, you got to learn to catch the ball while you're getting hit and hold on to it. You know, and your mental toughness. And I was like, oh, so that was the good news. The bad news was Bob Kuchenberg was old school. And Bob Kuchenberg said, short of dying, you need to get up. You should never show the other team. Ultimate toughness of the Miami Dolphins is no matter what your injury. And by the way, God bless him because he broke and had rods in his body and he'd get up and go off the field and they would find out, oh, he shattered his friggin' arm. Like, yeah, Cooch was, when Kim Bocamper says Bob Kuchenberg was one of the toughest Miami Dolphin players of all time, he was. He's passed, but he was a tough dude. So as I'm standing up to go off the field, you know, trainers come out smelling salt. You got the wind knocked out of you, kid, you're fine. Cooch is waiting for me as I stand up, and Cooch goes, don't ever, ever do that again. Ever. You get off the field by yourself. You do not lay on the field. It was like this thing, like the other team knocked you out and like they were winning. And it was like, don't ever do that on this team. And I'd never had a guy do that. I mean, I had the wind knocked out of me a few times, you know, and never had a guy, had a teammate. But it stuck with me. Here I am years later still telling the story about that. And but so the league, getting back to original, we got a problem with – it's going to come down to obviously getting your key guys back. And I don't think we have a lot of depth, but I knew we didn't have a lot of depth when they put this thing together. And they didn't spend a lot of money and everything else. And we had some guys that haven't worked out so far. I guess Cam Smith is back yesterday, but – I didn't hear anything about Cam Smith, so, but, the injury thing working around it, and it was, if for anybody that's writing articles about get rid of Tyreek, and Waddle, you know, is going to be here. He's in the future plans, but like the drop off after those two guys, like a lot of positions in the NFL, our 3, 4, 5, and 6 got exposed yesterday. They got exposed. Now, it wasn't all them because we don't have a deep offensive line either. So that's what I stepped back after I listened to everybody and they're talking about drop balls and mistakes and guys.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Couldn't get open. That was, by the way, that's a weird one. man-to-man, one-on-one drills, because they got after it. They did the drills you want to see. You want to see one-on-one drills. You want to see. And defensively, we had some guys get blocked, but we had some guys win on the other side of the ball. They did get some wins. But when you find out your guys can't get open and you're like, hey, man, you're probably going to have to play 3, 4, and 5. You're going to have to play. You're getting jammed. And then when you do get a chance to catch the ball, you're dropping it. It was that kind of day. It was that kind of day, and we'll find out how much, you know, again, there's an article in Yahoo today, Yahoo Sports, and it headlines how bad the Dolphins were. And I would just say this. It was a national article. It wasn't a local guy, so you don't have to hate on the local guy. But it's got good points. I mean, it's got a lot of good stuff, and is this just one practice? Because Mike didn't set up one practice with these guys. He set up two. And how do you bounce back from that thing yesterday? And, oh, by the way, that's not it for the young guys, because a lot of those young guys, they're going to go at it again on Saturday and play a lot of football. I don't know about the veterans yet. I'll know a lot more tonight, but as far as today. So, anyway, I wanted to get all that stuff out there. But the depth on the team is a real, to put it mildly, concern. With things that took place. So 3 weeks from this Sunday, we got the Colts. And thing that bothers me, and I hear somebody go, well, it's the Lions, and, you know, okay, but, I mean, if they were keeping score, that thing was bad yesterday. You know, I don't want to do that, because they were 15-2 last year. They got a bunch of guys injured. They lost some guys. They lost their coordinators. But they do have their key guys, and they look pretty damn good. We got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning, by the way. I want to let you know. We opened it up with Larry Bluestein. Going to be joining us on Friday, but I won't be here tomorrow because I'll be up in Detroit. But he's going to join us today. We're going to talk our first high school football show. Love doing it. It's that time of the year. We're getting close. We got the 2025 Broward County National Football Showcase next week. It's right around the corner, man. It pops up next week. And we've got two of the top five teams in the country coming to town. They're going to be part of this Broward thing. It's amazing. And I got another one for you, Woody. It's kind of cool. I can't remember this. Maybe some of you can. Max Preps National Rankings came out. One of the big high school magazines has four South Florida teams in the top 11. Four teams in the top 11, and three of them are Broward County. So anyway, we'll have more on that stuff. We've got also some news coming out. Did you see the value of the teams that came out yesterday, Woody? Oh, my gosh. I'm leaving the big man out of it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the Dolphins' number was enormous. They're not even the highest.
Yeah. Everything went up 20% after these new contracts and these apps.
Amazing.
It's crazy. And the gambling now kicking in. Wow.
If one of these came up for sale, I wonder what it would actually go for.
You know, I don't know. Like, but
if one of the premier franchises came up, what would it actually sell for?
Like,
Ross is like, I'm going to sell the Dolphins straight up. I think you'd have a feeding frenzy of just like billionaires, right?
So yeah. Oh no, he could sell that thing in a heartbeat. The big billionaire club. Somebody come in and so that we'll come back and I want to talk about that for just a second, because even though what the Dolphins came in at number seven in the league, just to give you an idea, not one of the top markets, by the way. Not one of the top markets in the country, and yet there they are at the top from everything they've done, and then on top of that, everything else that they have going on there. Woody, that thing's got to be worth $15 to $16 billion. Crazy. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. First thing this morning, though, man, I was thinking about old Hurricane and the noodles are flying around. You notice all the noodles now, and they got them going left and right and at us and making a quick right and a quick left, and it's going to be a 1, it's going to be a 2, it's going to be a 3, hey, man, we're now on alert. Those guys are going to earn their money, man, now that do the weather every day. And I'm going to let you know hurricane season is here. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. If you haven't done it, if you don't have those impact windows and doors and that new roof, man, I'm telling you, you're messing around with big, big trouble. Now with the impact windows and doors, as strong as they are, boy, I'll tell you, and I don't know about you, but I tried the first couple of years doing those panels before I finally got mine on. Boy, it's a rough one to do. And you get the scare and you put them on and off and on and off. If you got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now. You can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. That's, again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They cover all of South Florida. They got a knowledgeable staff that's going to answer the phone during working hours for you, give you all the information you need. Protect your home today with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.